Welcome to Extreme Prophetic. My name is Patricia King, and I'm glad that you've joined us for today's program. I'm here with my good friend James Gall, and we're talking about the emergence of God's media army. So, James, here we are. We're talking about one of my favorite subjects.
Yeah.
You know, because media, wow, what a way to reach the gospel.
Amen.
Or reach the world with the gospel.
How about being relevant in this generation?
Come on.
You gotta do it through the media.
Jesus said that we're to go into all the world and preach the gospel
Absolutely.
To every creature. And, you know, I remember, it would have been about a year or two ago. Mm-hmm. And for about a 5-week period, I was just hit with sickness after sickness.
Whoa.
It was just like I was landed up in bed. I even had to cancel a week of meetings.
Yeah.
And I landed up in bed and I was lying there and I thought, what am I doing in this bed, you know?
Yeah.
I got to get out and preach the gospel.
That's right.
And this thought came to me, well, why don't I get up? I was in my pajama bottoms and everything, and I put on a blouse and put some makeup on. And I said to Shirley, who's our producer
sure.
of Extreme
yeah.
Prophetic, I said, set me up, put up a light, put up a camera, I'm going to preach the gospel. And we did 3 episodes in 40 minutes that just went out
like
over
in
the
your
internet.
Kitchen, right?
In the kitchen.
Yeah. I think I remember some of those.
And then I was just like, you know, really weak again, so I went back
yeah.
into bed. And we got so many hits on those 3 episodes that I thought, hey, just a minute, this is a great way. There was 140 nations
wow.
that month that watched those clips.
That's awesome.
And over 120,000 individual viewers.
Wow.
I thought, what am I doing traveling all over the place speaking? This is easy, you know? Get up out of
bed.
Why don't
I put on my pajamas more often?
But, you know, people were saved and set
yes.
free. And then that's when we started doing regular. I think we do about 3 a week now.
Yeah.
And just get the word out
yeah.
to sow the word into the nations, because the word doesn't return void.
Absolutely.
But you've been involved in media for a while.
Yeah, but not on the level that you, but obviously I've been on like about every Christian talk show and different stations that there is, part of it because of my books and
right.
being interviewed with them. And but you know, something that I observed was that like it's almost like I become so animated some reason, somehow, when it gets into the media dimension.
Yeah.
It's like this like extra thing. You know, how about another personality? I mean, you know, I become alive
yeah.
when it's about the media. And part of that's because you see, deep calls to deep.
Yeah.
And there's been this resident, dormant, lying call within me that was to reach the masses, but I really didn't know how to do it.
Yeah.
And so, but when, and you have been one of the forerunners on the web TV whole design of things, then sharing it with others and then taking it further than, mm-hmm. you know, across Canada and across the United mm-hmm. States and many nations of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been so many that have been forerunners, but now it's a new generation.
Yeah.
It's got new voices.
Right.
New faces.
Mm-hmm.
New sounds,
new
locations, new strategies,
Whoa.
New staging. Come on, we got to touch
on that.
This
yeah,
generation.
Well, James, you're a natural on television. You're just like, God's going to use you more and more on television. And I believe that there's going to be a real release
yeah.
of media through the internet more
Absolutely.
Than ever before, even maybe more popular than television. And television's
oh, yes.
going to change somewhat. I don't know what
yes,
that's going
right.
to look like, but it is. But there is going to be a major thrust of media, and we, the church, have
yes.
to be praying into it. I remember when God called me. I never had an ambition at
yeah,
all for media
sure.
at all, never. In fact, if I ever got invited to do, you know, an interview on
yeah,
someone
right.
else's program, I just froze up. I would feel so, like, I
uh-huh.
like people. You
yeah,
know, I'm
right,
a heart
yeah.
person. I like people.
Sure.
And just speaking into a camera didn't do it for me. You
uh-huh.
know, I was just like, ah.
Uh-huh.
So, but I was on a prayer retreat, and I was praying. I was on my month away of prayer. And one evening, I was flicking through the television
yeah,
channels
yeah,
trying
yeah.
to find something to watch.
Sure.
Everywhere I went, it was like on the occult, prophetic, new age,
oh,
prophetic,
yeah.
psychics everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
And I
crossover
thought,
crossover programs.
Oh my gosh, I just got so angry. And I said, God, where's your prophets?
That's right.
There's all this false prophecy
That's
out
right.
there. Where's the real prophets? Come
That's
on.
Right.
I should be clicking and finding God's
Amen.
prophets on
That's
every
right.
channel, you know? And so I said, God, I'm going to call forth your prophets to the airwaves because I'm an intercessor.
That's right.
And so I started praying, oh God, in the name of Jesus, I call them forth from the
Amen.
North, the south,
That's
the east,
right.
the west, let them emerge, you know.
And even right now,
yeah.
as you declare that, I feel that wave, shockwave going out.
All right.
And it's hitting some right now, even
Come
as you
on.
Talk about your intercessory history, but it's a relevant history now.
Yeah.
And right now, there's people who are out there that already were starting to get reactivated. Deep
yeah.
was calling into deep, and it was like a wave started to come near you.
Yeah.
Well, it's called the airwaves.
Whoa.
We're
going to
take the airwaves
yeah.
for Jesus' sake. And
Amen.
I tell you, some of you just had something sort of like a little child on the inside started waking up on the inside of you. And it was sort of like Elizabeth and Mary when they met, and John the Baptist and Jesus. And there was this leaping that happened.
Yeah.
Well, some of you are having a leaping. You're in this show today on the Emerging God's Media Army. Guess what's happening? Some of you are going to have an awakening
yeah.
of a dormant call of something that is within your very womb in the Spirit, and it's going to be awakened with the Spirit of divine creativity for Jesus' sake.
Whoa! All right.
Yeah,
that's
come
awesome.
On.
Come on. Yeah, well, that's kind of what happened to me.
It is what
yeah.
happened to you. And you just kind of sort of like took over.
Well, God spoke to me. He said, well, what about you?
Yeah.
And I said, well, not me, of course. You know, I don't have any ambition for this. I'm not trained in this. I
yeah.
freeze up in front of the camera. But I'll be an intercessor
That's awesome.
For those who want
sure.
to rise up. And but he just kept on it. And he says, well, since when do all those excuses mean that you're disqualified?
Yeah.
He says, I need you. And I think that that's a word for many of you, actually.
Right now.
That there is many of you called into many different things by God, but you've been giving him your excuses, just like I tried to. But he can put his hand on you and say, no, no more excuses. Just come on with me and see what I'll do. So I said to the Lord, I said, okay, if you'll give me someone to help, because I wouldn't even know what to do, then I'll do it. And I thought I was just going to do a intercessory prophetic statement, you know, like do two programs.
Sure.
So it came to me, and I felt the Lord say, do them in Hollywood and air them in Vegas on a secular station.
Wow.
The real prophetic. So I phoned up Wesley and Stacy Campbell, Todd Bentley.
Oh, you're kidding.
Larry Randolph.
Oh, sure.
And I said, would you help me make a prophetic statement for a media army that I see
yeah.
God raising up? And so they all agreed. I said, I don't have any money to pay you. You have to pay your own way down to Hollywood. And so they all came. And I met Shirley Ross
yeah.
2 weeks later at Bill Johnson's church.
Sure.
And that was a divine appointment.
Wow.
And she left her Hollywood, 22 years of Hollywood
wow.
career in production, left it
Jill.
All. And she's still with us to this day, producing programs and that. So we went into Hollywood and produced these two programs on a shoestring. I was like freaked out. Larry Randolph, who I thought was going to really help me,
because sure,
he's
yeah,
so
yeah.
funny.
Oh, yeah.
He's so blooming funny.
He's
I thought, this is going to be easy.
Comedian
you know? Yeah.
of the prophetic community.
We didn't even know anything about set design. Shirley
yeah,
calls
right.
me and says, well, what are you going to do for a set? And I said, oh, we'll just throw some couches on there. That'll be fine. So it was just ridiculous. But Larry Randolph, he froze worse than I did. And then Stacy Campbell,
oh,
she
gosh.
Goes in and Shirley had lined up this makeup artist for us who is a porcelain
nah,
painting.
Yeah. Oh
so we came
gosh.
Out looking like porcelain dolls. Stacy's hair was sticking out
nah.
like this because the hairdresser had put her hair out funny. And it was all stiff with hairspray. And so
oh,
when she
hilarious.
Did this, her hair never shook. And then,
there was still at least a little bit of some kind of
So
a
there was these three prophets, Stacy. And Larry and myself were
frozen up.
And
that was the beginning
up.
Of the emerging media
this
army?
This was the emerging media army. And so we were stiff trying to get this thing going.
Oh, my gosh.
And then Wesley and
yeah.
Todd, praise God, they were as candid as could be
yeah,
and
yeah.
tore the place up.
Awesome.
So praise God for them because they really made it all happen. But we went and aired those two programs
yeah.
in Vegas for
wow.
5 weeks. And and that was the emergence of it. Then we took the DVDs and just called the body. And that's when God said, no, I want this to be a weekly thing. I thought I would drop.
Oh, my God.
But, you know, we didn't have any money. We didn't have any real know-how. And Shirley had been used to, you know, multi-million dollar budgets and having everything that she needed to work with. There was nothing.
You know, one of the ways that you can tell if you've heard the voice of God, he calls you to do something that you need him to accomplish.
100% God.
That you can't do in your own.
I know, it's
true. He doesn't call the qualified.
Yeah.
He qualifies those who volunteer.
Right.
Yeah.
And so after the first season, you know, we just thought, well, maybe God will raise up more people now and I can stop. But we're still here. And I just am
it's
so
growing.
Excited about media now. Because I see this army is emerging.
It is.
And we've been prophesying it now for 5 years, and you see it emerging, and it's absolutely beautiful. Now, James, Julie Meyer, who is a prophetess,
that's right.
She has been prophesying this media army
forth,
too. And she brought this a chilling word, a stunning word in San Jose. I was there at the meeting, and we were able to get it captured on film, and then our media team went and put a whole production together with it. And we're going to throw to that right now. So we'll be right back after Julie Meyer's prophecy.
And the Lord would say, he says, there's a brand new bloom in the desert. There's a brand new color in the sky. There is snow in the middle of spring. So be watchful, be watchful, be watchful for the signs of the times. For you will see with your very own eyes a brand new bloom in the wilderness in Jerusalem. You will see with your very own eyes a brand new bloom in the wilderness in Phoenix. You will see with your very own eyes a brand new bloom in the wilderness in Palm Springs. A brand new bloom. You'll see it and you'll read about it in the paper. For the Lord says, I'm giving you a great invitation to the divine interruption of media, 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 media. And the Lord says, oh, this is why I'm gonna write the check. He says, this is why I'm gonna give you the money. I'm gonna give you a signed check for media, media, media. And I tell you that Hollywood will take notice. Hollywood will take notice, for this is God's media army that will spring up. That will spring up in the wilderness. That will spring up in Phoenix, in Jerusalem, in Palm Springs. Media, media, media. For God's media army is arising, is arising, is arising. And this is why I'm gonna write the check. And this is why I'm gonna give you the money. For I say, any house that is fueled by intercession that cannot be bought with a price, I say, number one hit movies will arise and win the awards of an ungodly nation. For I will have my way in every way. There is a hub of media that will arise in Phoenix, in Palm Springs, at the very base of Mount Zion, and the world will take notice. Because they won't be able to copy it. They won't be able to reproduce it. Because it is the anointing behind the sound, 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 sound. Hit number one songs will arise out of media. Hit number one songs will arise out of my house. If it's fueled by intercession, I say, and it will be songs that go across cultural boundaries. Number one songs in Asia will be fueled by the anointing of God, and they will be number one songs in America. I tell you, in movies, I will pour out my spirit of wisdom and revelation, and there's something greater that will hit the movies, even greater.
greater than the passion of the Christ. And I say people will just go to a movie that will spring up from the media hubs. And I say salvation will spring up in the midst of a movie. Salvation will spring up in the midst of a new song. For the day is coming when the people and the ungodly of the earth will not turn the news on to see what is happening, but even the ungodly will turn in to the new media, the new TV, to see what God is saying. It's going to happen. And this is why I'm going to write the check. And you shall know by this, there's a brand new bloom in the desert. There's a brand new color in the sky.
The Growing in the Supernatural conferences have been highlights of our year in Extreme Prophetic. You'll want to be at our next one, Growing in the Supernatural 5, March 12th to 14th. You'll find that miracles manifest within these conferences as we worship the Lord together and sit at the feet of seasoned apostolic and prophetic ministers. Join me, March 12th to 14th, 2009, Growing in the Supernatural, number 5. You'll want to be there. Welcome back. We're talking about God's media army. James, you have kids in media, don't you?
Oh, yeah, man. We are committed to this journey. Got a 24-year-old son that's out in California, graduated from film school, and works for a full-time, you know, secular company, and has just worked with a television miniseries about women behind bars,
wow,
you know, showing the injustice in the prison system.
Wow.
I got another daughter who then is into, you know, the arts and photography and
yep,
wants to take it into art therapy, and a son who's full-time studying game art and design. That's the whole entertainment,
yep,
that's media.
And that was on Julie's prophecy too.
Yeah, and mm-hmm, that was so encouraging
that
to us.
That was amazing.
Because the gaming industry is mm-hmm the world's largest
yep
entertainment money business today
yep
in the world, more than films or music.
And a friend of mine made yeah over $30 million on one game he invented.
Absolutely, and that's what we're
mm-hmm
believing for.
Mm-hmm.
We're believing for investors to get behind, to invade
mm-hmm
the industry with some godly value type stuff, okay? Not just that occult stuff,
yeah,
okay? And then obviously we have this 18-year-old daughter who's in the New York Conservatory Dramatic Arts right now. She's got a 4-octave range in singing. She's a songwriter and a model and a this and that. But the issue is Michael Ann and I are committed because, you see, the next generation of the prophetic doesn't want to do it exactly the same way that my generation's
mm-hmm
done it. They want, it's just full of creativity,
yeah,
and they want to invade the cultural mountain of
yes
entertainment and
on
the media for Jesus' sake.
I know, and that mountain can be taken.
It is our mountain.
James, you're a prophet, and I want to ask you, what's on your heart? What do you believe God's saying about this media army?
There's two major words that's on the inside of me right now. One of them is e-church. I see it everywhere I go. I mean, I see it in the spirit realm. E-church, what's that? Electronic church. If you're going to be relevant today to touch this generation,
wow,
go into the electronic church.
That's I'm like our web church.
XP church.
Wow.
You know, and what you do. And what you do is just a forerunner. You're breaking forth a membrane that many other expressions
cool
is going to be there to
wonderful
be relevant church. Free downloads, going into people's homes, going into college dorm rooms. I call it e-church invasion.
You know, your ministry is called Encounters Network, e-network.
You got it.
And you're the covering body for XP Web
That's
Church.
That's true, yeah.
And so it's an e-church in a way, but I
no,
just
it
see
is,
something's
yeah
going to be springing out of what you're doing there out there in Tennessee,
yeah,
too.
Awesome.
Wow.
But then I've been lately, I just have come from another city, Los Angeles, which is a city of arts and
yep
the media and entertainment. And when I landed there, I saw the seer dimension of the prophetic
mm-hmm
opened up to me. And I saw these big letters, MRM. And then that curiosity streak of the Holy Spirit, you know, I go, what's that? I was just captured by it. And the Holy Spirit said, media revival to reach the masses, MRM. The media revival
to reach the masses.
I tell you, we are in the beginnings of the MRM and the MRRM and the media revival and renewal to the masses. We've got to do it. This is one of the most pertinent. It's through web, it's through TV, it's going to be through all kinds of things, the design. I can't wait till there starts being some, like, Christian makeover shows.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Oh, come on. I'm talking about
invading every dimension of it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when the Lakeland Revival broke out, and it was all over God TV and other, you know, internet expressions of it. It was being taken into all the nations of the world, like over 200 nations, I believe.
Amazing.
All at one time, we're watching the power of God move. And the very first, you know, hearing of that, I thought, this is the breaking forth of a media revival. This is a media revival.
It is a media revival.
And through media, the glory of the Lord can fill the earth as the waters cover the sea.
Absolutely.
And that was just the beginning. It was almost like a prophetic foretaste of what was to come.
Absolutely is. And of course, we go to our scripture, one of our favorite ones for many of us, out of Ezekiel 37, verse 10. So I prophesied as I was commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they came to life and stood on their feet, an exceedingly great army. And I just prophesy that forth right now, and I just speak to those dormant calls that's within people, and I say, don't let fear grab hold of you. You are a part of the MRM. You're a part of the emerging media revival to reach the masses for Jesus' sake. I just speak that mantle and even a swoosh of the Holy Spirit to come upon you right now in your home, right now in your dorm room, right wherever you're watching. And I just speak, God is capturing you.
Yeah.
In fact, I prophesy a spirit of creativity all over you right now. Some of you are going to just go into dreamland in Jesus' name. And you're going to be dreaming about the media. That's a lot of what happened to me. God started giving me dream after dream after dream about invading the world through media. And I had this amazing dream, and I was on a boat, and I was riding. It was going so fast. And I am casting my fishing rod. I'm broadcasting on the back of a boat going so fast. And in the boat was so fast, it was riding on, guess what? Airwaves. And he speaks to me. I wake up out of this, and the external presence, the manifested presence, and then the voice of the Lord comes to me, and he says, I'm calling you to release prayer into the media to reach the masses for my name's sake.
And you know what? You have prayer storm.
Yeah.
And that is a media prayer meeting.
It is.
And it's on demand.
Absolutely.
And I like that, a demand for prayer.
And you've been a part of helping us get launched. We're so grateful to you. And you can just log in to prayerstorm.com. All across the whole world, Moscow, Russia, Hong Kong, China, Buenos Aires, Argentina, Phoenix, Arizona, Nashville, Tennessee. Find your time zone. Be a part of us for the hour that changes the world, because this is all synchronized together. It's all about the media. It's all about Jesus.
Yay, God. This is so amazing. It's just hard to absorb it all, where media can go. It is so broad, so big, so God in this hour. Come on, church. Let's invade the airwaves. Let's invade all the video industry and the gaming industry and all of that with something that is holy and righteous. All the print media, let's go get it. All the arts and performance media, let's go get it. We can do it. Let's take this media army. Go for it. Growing in the Supernatural 5, March 12 to 14, you'll find that miracles manifest within these conferences as we worship the Lord together and sit at the feet of seasoned apostolic and prophetic ministers. Join me, March 12 to 14, 2009, Growing in the Supernatural, number 5. You'll want to be there. I see a vision of someone hanging a hat on a coat hook. And what it speaks to me of is there's someone that used to work in media, and because of disillusionment, and I think part of it was financial, but there was also some betrayal issues that went on there. You just took your media cap off and hung it up on the hook, and you walked away from it. And part of you died when you did that. And it was like just kind of life since that point has been kind of oppressed. It's without purpose because you used to have so much vim and vigor, so much excitement until that situation happened and until the pain filled you and led you to do that. But God's going to heal you right now. Just allow your heart to go before him right now. And Jesus, I just ask that you fill that person with your healing touch. Heal them, Lord God, of everything that happened that made them hang the hat on that hook. And now, Father, I pray that you energize them afresh, not from the world's way anymore, not from the way things were done before, but your way, Father, in Jesus' name. And what I see is that you're going to fulfill your destiny. You were made, you were created for media, but it's like there was a little bit of a disrupted plan, but now you're going to come into God's plan. So pray about that and see what God shows you.
My gosh, I just keep, my emotions are about to spill over right now, okay? Because I keep feeling and I keep seeing a young, an older teenage girl. You're around 17 years old. You have such a burning desire for Broadway. But people have been in the church telling you that there's no way that you can stay pure and be in New York City or be in Broadway. I just want to tell you, your call is real. Your call is real. Your call is true. And the anointing of the Holy Spirit is going to refall on you. It might only be one 17-year-old. It might be a whole group, specifically of some young people right now. And you just want to invade, but I see Broadway right now. It's theater, it's singing, it's acting, it's all of it. I speak forth to you, the love of God is going to come upon you. I speak upon you a hedge of protection in the name of Jesus. As one who is a father, who is helping so my wife's and my children and to the media army, I bless you right now. In fact, receive right now what you've never had before, a father's blessing. Receive a father's blessing to be empowered to go into the media army, into Broadway, into something even in London, for Jesus Christ's sake.